Know that you're an incredible human being and you deserve this time to kick back, to journey, to expand, to unfold, to let go of the outside world, your external environment. This is all about you. You're beautiful, intelligent, kind, cosmic, extraordinary beyond measure. Breathe into your body deeper and longer and slower. Breathe into your legs, your knees, your ankles, your feet. Breathe deeper and deeper and deeper. Settle down into your environment and say to yourself, I am awesome. I am powerful. As you're breathing into your body, you'll become aware of an electric blue light that starts to flow in through the walls. It flows towards your physicalness and starts to swirl around the outside of you in a clockwise direction. Over your head, underneath your feet, around your chest, around your back, swirling faster and faster, getting brighter and brighter. Continue to breathe as this frequency swirls like an electric blue tornado around the outside of your physical body. You feel it flowing through your light body, brushing up against your physicalness as you breathe deeper and longer and slower. You start to breathe this electric blue frequency in. You breathe it in through your nose, up into your mind. It flows into your left brain, into your right brain. It flows around the outside of your skull, down through your face, through your head, your neck, your throat, into your shoulders, your chest, your back. Breathe deeper and deeper. As this frequency flows down through your heart, through your upper back, your middle back, your lower back, down through your spinal column, through your stomach, through every vital organ. It flows through your hips, your buttocks, your groin, down through your legs, through your knees, your calves, past your shins, into your ankles, through your feet, all the way to the tips of your toes. It flows through your biceps, your triceps, your elbows, your forearms, your wrists, into your hands. It trickles into your fingers and thumbs. Every cell in your physical body starts to vibrate as this electric blue frequency flows through every atom, every molecule, every fiber. Your bones vibrate, your muscles, the tissue. As you continue to breathe this frequency into your body, you feel yourself getting lighter and lighter. Continue to breathe in this electric blue light until the inside of your body is completely full, from the top of your head to the tips of your toes, from the tips of your fingers and thumbs to your crown. Once the inside of your body is completely full, in your mind, say thank you. And bring your awareness further down into your body. The key to manifestation is your Merkaba, a part of your light body, those two tetrahedrons. We're going to activate ours now. I want you to become aware of the star Sirius up in space and see a multicolored, high vibrational frequency starting to flow from Sirius down through the stars, down through Mother Earth's atmosphere, down towards the UK, down towards London. This frequency flows down through the roof of this building and it connects with your top tetrahedron. It starts to spin clockwise ever so fast. It spins faster and faster around the outside of your physical body. This male, divine, masculine frequency flowing into your space ignites the top tetrahedron. You then become aware of Orion, the constellation of Orion, the hunter, again deep in space. Another multicolored frequency with a golden aura starts to flow from Orion through the stars, past the planets, towards Mother Earth, that green and blue ball we call home. That frequency flows through Mother Earth's atmosphere, down towards the UK, towards London. It flows down through the roof of this space, down towards your physical body, and connects with your bottom tetrahedron, your female tetrahedron, which starts to spin anti-clockwise, faster and faster. Both tetrahedrons are spinning. Open your hearts. Open your heart wider. Allow the frequency of unconditional love to flow out from your heart into your energy field, filling up the top and the bottom tetrahedron with your own light, your own frequency, your own code. You become aware of a golden octahedron in the center of your heart. As you breathe deeper and deeper, it vibrates faster and faster, and it starts to expand. This golden octahedron starts to grow in your heart, taller, wider, vibrating faster and faster. It starts to expand out past the boundaries of your physical body. It grows up through your crown chakra, down through your feet. It grows larger and larger. It expands out past the field of your Merkaba. It continues to grow until it's 3 meters tall, 2 meters wide. And then it stops and starts to spin in a clockwise direction. This golden octahedron spins around the outside of your physical body faster and faster. The lights coming down from Sirius and Orion get stronger. Open your heart wider. You now become aware of a sphere in the center of your heart, a platinum sphere, which glows and vibrates. And as you breathe, it starts to expand. This platinum ball, it grows and grows. It fills up your chest. It expands out past the boundaries of your physical body. It flows through the Merkaba fields, out through the golden octahedron, and into the space. As this platinum light from your own heart merges with your sister or your brother, to your left, to your right, in front, behind, all of our lights start to mix and merge together in this space. This powerful platinum frequency. As we merge as one family, one tribe. This platinum frequency starts to fill up this room. It flows down through the floor, up through the ceiling, out through the walls, into the empty space. It flows through the streets, the trees, the buildings. It flows to Euston Station and continues to expand, flowing rapidly through the streets of London, north, east, south and west, flowing through animals, children, women, men, trees, flowers, plants. This frequency gets brighter and stronger the further it travels, as unconditional love continues to pour out from your center. This light starts to flow through the whole of the UK, up through Liverpool, down through the Channel Tunnel, across the water to Ireland. It flows through Ireland, across the ocean, the sea, to North America, South America. It flows down through Italy, Spain, races through France, across to the Middle East, the Far East, down through Africa, South Africa. It flows through China, Japan, Australia, New Zealand. Africa, South Africa, the North Pole, the South Pole. This group energy gets stronger and stronger as it flows through oceans, rivers and streams, jungles, mountains, rainforests. It flows down through the center of the planet, up through the sky, through Mother Earth's atmosphere and into space. This powerful platinum frequency starts to flow all the way back around the planet, back towards the UK, back towards London. This frequency gets within 6 miles of this space, 5, 4 miles, 3, 2, 1, and whoosh. That platinum frequency flows straight back through this space. You are connected to all sentient beings everywhere. Connected by light, frequency, vibration, sound, rhythm. You feel freedom, divinity, rising up inside of your consciousness. As every cell of your physical body vibrates faster and faster. You realize the source of your own strength comes from deep within you. As you vibrate in this space, you look over to your left-hand side. A portal opens, and a light moves through that portal into your space. That light starts to morph and shapeshift into form. You see a man, an Indian man, ancient. This man walks towards you. This ancient American Indian, you feel wisdom, a deep love emanating from his consciousness, from his soul. He walks around in front of you, stares into your eyes and smiles. You stare back into the eyes of the Indian. He lets you know he's a wisdom keeper here on this planet. He's come to share some codes with you. He opens his heart. A golden stream of light flows out from his heart through the empty space towards yours. It gets within a meter, 75 centimeters, 50, 25, and boom, he penetrates your heart. He connects with you on the frequency of unconditional love, and golden codes start to flow from his heart into yours. They race around the inside of your heart, up into your crown chakra, down into your root on a quantum level. You vibrate faster and faster. The Indian then takes a step forwards and places his right hand over your forehead and starts to run in a gentle frequency. At the same time, he communicates with you telepathically and lets you know he's going to connect your pineal gland to your heart to open up a new line of communication. Powerful frequency flows out from the Indian's right hand through your forehead and into your pineal gland. Your pineal gland starts to glow and vibrate, and then a stream of light flows down from your pineal gland, down through your face, your throat, and into your heart. This light then continues to flow from your heart, down through your solar plexus, your navel, your sacral, down into your root chakra. It splits into 8 streams. These 8 little streams, they flow into your Genesis cells, 8 cells within your perineum, the egg of the Kundalini. These 8 streams of light connect with the Genesis cells. Your perineum starts to vibrate faster and faster. Geometrical codes flow from the Indian's hand through your forehead into your pineal gland, down through your heart, through your lower energy centers, through the 8 little streams, and into the egg of the Kundalini. These 8 little cells start to communicate with every single cell in your physical body. The master cell in your pineal gland starts to communicate with every cell in your physical body. They start to share and distribute these codes. The cells then start to communicate with your Merkaba, your light body spinning around the outside of you. As you vibrate in this space, your light body starts to rise. Slowly but surely, your light body floats up through your crown chakra, rising up into the space above your physicalness. You get higher and higher. You float up through your own crown into the empty space. You look back down at your physical body. You look down at the Native American Indian. He looks up at you and smiles and winks. He then places his left hand over your right ear and starts to run in more coding in through your left ear into your consciousness. As you realize you're in two different spaces at the same time, this powerful multidimensional being that you are, just vibrating. You look to your left hand side, you see a portal. A blue, red and green portal with a silver center spinning in a clockwise direction, 6 meters away from you. It starts to draw and magnetize your consciousness towards it. You get closer and closer, within 3 meters, 2, 1, and whoosh! You enter that portal, twisting and tumbling, ebbing and flowing through this quantum space, faster and faster. You look down, you've got no legs. Left and right, you've got no arms. You're pure frequency. You look around, you see geometrical code everywhere. You look down, you see a baby dolphin swimming underneath you. You see different star constellations. They appear, disappear, then reappear again as you float through this vortex, moving faster and faster. You twist, you tumble, you spiral, you spin. And then you see a light at the end of the tunnel, 100 meters in front of you. 80, 60, 40, 20, and whoosh, you pop out of the other side. You look around, you see empty grounds, barren lands. Over to your right, about 200 meters away, is a large, tall rock. maybe 50 meters wide and 300 meters tall. This strange shaped rock just sticking out of the ground in the middle of nowhere. You decide to walk towards it. You walk across the ground, moving through the space. You look up, the sun is shining, not a cloud in the sky. You see two golden eagles flying above you, your eyes and ears of the spirit world, always watching, always guiding, always nurturing, waiting for you to connect. As you make your way across this land towards that rock, you get closer and closer. You see someone or something or a being at the bottom of the rock face, just hanging around, waiting. You get within 40 meters of the rock face. Meters, you get closer and closer. You feel the energy of the rock flowing through the empty space towards you. You get within 10 meters. Then you see a man, maybe 5.5 feet tall, dark skin. This man seems to shapeshift. First of all, you see an Aborigine, then a Native American Indian, then a New Zealand Maori warrior. This being continues to shapeshift as you walk up towards it. You stop before it. The being looks into your eyes and smiles and says, "Welcome. I've been expecting you." The being lets you know that halfway up this mountain, up this rock face, is a cave. This being is going to take you up into the cave to receive something very specific. The being looks into your eyes and asks you if you're ready. Of course you say yes. The man takes your hands, and then both of you start to levitate. You start to float off the ground. You rise up through the empty space, moving up alongside the rock face. You look back down, the ground slowly but surely gets further away. And then you look forwards into the eyes of this man, this being, who continues to shapeshift. You see extraterrestrial faces. The face of a goddess. The face of a unicorn, a Pegasus. The being shapeshifts into pure geometry and then back into the Aborigine. As you rise higher and higher up through the space, you're about 100 meters from the ground, rising higher and higher, your heart expanding, your vibration elevating. higher and higher you travel. And then you start to slow down ever so slowly, getting slower and slower until you come to a stop. You look to your left-hand side and you see a cave entrance. You start to float towards the cave. And then you float down onto the ledge in front of it. The being, the man, lets go of your hands, places its hands on your shoulders, opens its heart. A chromium stream of light flows from its heart and penetrates yours. Boom! Light codes flow from this being into your consciousness. They race around the inside of you. Your vibratory rate changes. The man lets you know that it's time to enter this cave. The being turns and walks forwards. You follow him. You make your way into the cave. With every step you take, the cave gets lighter and brighter, as though someone's turned on the lights. You make your way into the center. You look around the walls. There are markings, engravings, geometrical code, different shapes and symbols. Some you recognize, some you don't. You stop in the center of the cave. And then you start to float up off the ground, about half a meter. Your legs, they move into the lotus position naturally, and then you stop, just hovering in empty space. As you look around the walls, staring at the patterns, the codes, the different drawings and engravings, you become aware of six golden lights that move out through the walls. These six golden lights, they form a circle around you, and then they start to shapeshift. They start to morph into form. Three of them morph into Aborigines. Three of them, they shapeshift into dolphins. They form a circle around you. As you look around, staring into the eyes of these beings, your heart expands and expands. The Aborigine in front of you starts to communicate with you telepathically. It lets you know that you're here to receive a capsule that contains a code. This code, when placed into your right brain, will activate new neurological pathways and hold them in place. These new neurological pathways will connect you to the stars in a unique way to maintain the flow of frequency from Sirius and Orion into your Merkaba, so it maintains the right vibratory rate, so that the top tetrahedron spins 1/3 to 2/3, the male one spinning slower than the female. This code will maintain this space and this rate of vibration, so you become a walking, talking manifestation machine. The Aborigine continues to communicate with you telepathically, letting you know that what you think and feel will manifest. So be aware of your own thoughts, your own emotions. Maintain full control, discipline and focus, and you will manifest everything that you want, because you are it. The three dolphins open their hearts. Three streams of light flow out from their hearts towards yours, moving through the space, getting closer and closer, such a powerful but gentle frequency moving towards your heart. It gets within 2 meters. These three streams get within a meter, half a meter, and boom, they penetrate your heart. Light codes flow from the dolphins into your consciousness. You vibrate faster and faster. Allow yourself to be here and connect with these powerful extraterrestrial beings who grace our oceans, keepers of the Akashic Records. Whilst you're in this space, if there's any questions that you'd like to ask the dolphins, ask, because they hold all the answers, past, present, and future. The Aborigine in front of you leaves the circle, moves through the empty space towards you. Its right hand reaches into its solar plexus and pulls out a golden capsule. The Aborigine walks towards you, moves through the space. You see coding flowing around the inside of this capsule. The Aborigine reaches into its sacral chakra on a quantum 5D level and pulls out a gold and green cube. You see engraved into that cube a code CDC3. The Aborigine places this cube into the cylinder. The Aborigine then places the cylinder inside your solar plexus. He pushes it inside of you and it starts to vibrate. It starts to expand. It feels like it's going to explode. That's exactly what's going to happen. In 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, boom! That cylinder explodes in your solar plexus. These light codes start to race around the inside of your body, shifting and morphing your vibrational fields. Codes start to flow into your right brain, rewiring neural pathways, bringing online old ones, activating you. The Aborigine then moves back and joins the circle. The three Aborigines open their hearts and their pineal glands. 6 streams of light flow towards you. 3 towards your heart, 3 towards your third eye. They get closer and closer and closer. 2 meters, 1 meter, and boom! They penetrate your pineal gland, they penetrate your heart. The dolphins open their hearts wider. So do the Aborigines. Allow these codes to flow around the inside of you, to work their magic, their intelligence. They know exactly what to do. as you vibrate in this space. A golden spiral of light starts to flow down through the roof of this cave. Full of geometrical code, it flows down towards your crown chakra on a quantum level. It gets closer and closer. 2 meters, 1.5 meters, 1 meter, 0.5 meters. It flows down through your crown, through your pineal gland and into your heart. The codes start to flow into your consciousness, mixing with the frequency of the dolphins, the aborigines, creating new subsets of codes, new frequency bands. You feel them, you see them racing around the inside of you. And then 9 more lights enter this space. They move in through the walls of the cave. They quickly shapeshift into form. You become aware of 9 Aboriginal women. All of them have golden eyes, long hair, geometrical codes painted onto their bodies, almost engraved like tattoos. These 9 women, these 9 goddesses, they join the circle. The Aborigine in front of you lets you know you're about to receive a very powerful divine feminine upgrade. This upgrade will activate all of the coding that you've just received. The Aborigine asks you if you're ready. Of course, you say yes. Your heart starts to vibrate faster and faster as the 9 Aboriginal women open their hearts. 9 multicolored streams of frequency flow towards you, spiraling through the empty space, getting closer and closer. 1 meter, 0.5 meter, and boom, they penetrate you. Divine feminine light codes start to flow from their hearts and into yours. Surrender. Just be. as you vibrate in this space, your heart continually expanding, your light body feeling lighter and lighter as your vibration goes through the roof. The nine goddesses open their hearts wider. So do the three aborigines. So do the dolphins. The boundaries of your light body start to dissolve into bliss, into joy, into divinity. As you look around the space, the dolphins the men and women, they start to retreat. They start to move backwards, back through the walls. They start to dissolve and blend back into the patterns, into the geometry, into the walls of the cave. They disappear, blending back into light, frequency, code. As you're left there, in the middle of the cave, vibrating in empty space, still in the lotus position. The being that brought you in here moves around in front of you and lets you know that it's time to leave. He moves forward, wraps his arms around you and gives you a great big hug. You hug the being back. The being whispers into your consciousness, I'm a multi-dimensional being just like you. All of the different facets and aspects that you saw inside of me, they reside inside of you too. The being hugs you even tighter. You feel so much love. Your heart pulsates, vibrates. You feel loved by the entire universe. Expanded. The being that lets go of the embrace smiles, winks, turns, and then walks forwards into the rock face where it blends and disappears back into the cosmic fabric. You look to your left-hand side, you see a portal. It has the number 27 shimmering in the center, vibrating inside an inverted golden pyramid. It starts to vibrate. It turns in a clockwise direction and starts to draw your consciousness towards it. You start to float in the lotus position towards the vortex, towards the portal. You get closer and closer, 2 meters. 1 meter, and whoosh, you enter that vortex, flying forwards in the lotus position, ever so fast, traveling faster and faster. You feel your right brain activating, your pineal gland throbbing, your Merkaba still spinning ever so fast. You now know that it's never going to stop. You look around, you see numbers, patterns, hieroglyphs, the truth beyond the illusion. You travel through the portal faster and faster, And then you see a light at the end of the tunnel. 100 meters, 80, 60, 40, 20, and whoosh, you pop out of the other side. You look around, you see blue skies. You look down, you see roads, buildings. You realize that you're up above Friend's House, up above our healing space. And then slowly but surely, you start to descend. You start to float towards the roof, getting closer and closer. You get within several meters. You get closer and closer towards the roof and you start to float down through it. You float down through the roof and there below you see your physical body, exactly where you left, stood, sat, waiting for you to return. The Native American Indian looks up at you and winks, smiles, takes its right hand from your forehead and salutes you. It then takes both of its hands, kneels down and places them on your knees. As you float down towards your own crown chakra, your crown opens like a 1,000-petaled golden lotus. You float down towards it. You get within a meter, half a meter. You float down through your own crown, through your own pineal, down through your face, your throat, down into your cosmic heart. Your crown chakra closes and your light expands inside of your physicalness. You expand into your shoulders, your chest, your back, your arms, your hands, your fingers, your thumbs. You expand into your stomach, your hips, your buttocks, your legs, your ankles, your feet, your toes. You feel the vibration in your bones, the tingle in your cells, the frequency in every muscle. As you realize you and your body are two completely different things. At the same time, intertwined in this physical reality in such a magical way. We're going to count from 5 back to 0. When we get to 0, we'll open our eyes. Come back into this space and just be. Take your time, there's no hurry. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Whenever you're ready, open your eyes, come back into this space and just be for a moment.